Iran unveils new locally developed air defense system. By Deborah Danon on June 10, 2019. Tel Aviv, Iran on Sunday unveiled a locally developed missile defense system that it claims can intercept 6 projectiles simultaneously as well as target fighter jets and enemy drones from a distance of 75 miles, state media reported. The air defense system, called Khordad-15, was inaugurated in Tehran by Iranian Defense Minister Amir Hatami. According to Hatami, the weapon system is capable of detecting targets from 150 kilometers, 93 miles, away and stealth targets 85 kilometers, 53 miles, in distance. It can hit them at a distance of 45 kilometers, 28 miles. The Khordad-15 is the latest in a series of weapon systems developed by the country that includes missiles, ships and drones. In February, Iran said it successfully mounted precision-guided warheads on its most advanced, longest-range missile, the Khorramshahr 2. A day earlier, Iran boasted that it had successfully fired a new cruise missile with a range of 800 miles in defiance of U.S. demands that the Islamic Republic cease expansion of its ballistic missiles program. The missile, called Javed-Zay, is said to be a high-precision weapon capable of flying at low altitudes and carrying a heavy payload. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has accused Iran with test-firing a medium-ranged ballistic missile capable of carrying multiple warheads. The U.S. and other Western officials have dismissed Tehran's claims that the ballistic missile program is defensive in nature. Last year, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu presented a massive trove of documents smuggled out of Iran by the Mossad that he said was conclusive evidence of Tehran's nuclear aspirations. Hatami on Sunday claimed that the new air defense system was for defense purposes only. News of the Khordad-15 comes amid increased tensions with the U.S. Last week, Ali Hynanim, the former deputy director general of the International Atomic Energy Agency, warned that Iran could have a nuclear bomb in 6 to 8 months. He also said that Tehran has not been sticking to its side of the nuclear deal. Iran is actually weaponizing uranium enrichment without making a weapon, he claimed. If they put in their maximum effort, he said, Iran could produce nuclear weapons in as little as half a year.